Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in about 20 minutes. Get you ready for the wild card weekend playoffs in the NFL. He'll be with us throughout the NFL playoffs. So we'll continue talking to Mark Schlereth for a few more weeks. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple minutes.
Trae Young's been ruled out.
Trae Young?
Mike kind of just tweeted that out. So, yeah.
Called it.
Yeah, you called it. And this, another thing, I mean, you were mentioning it. We were talking about it. I didn't know that Mark Cuban is an Indiana booster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a... Nice to have that. Nice to be winning.
Yeah, he's got a couple
bucks. Give up that money.
Nice. Yeah, it's funny because he's been an Indiana grad
for a long time.
And hadn't been given, I don't know, maybe was given whatever, but yeah. Now it sounds like, you know, that's the funny thing about winning.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, here you go. How many commas you need?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
How many commas do you need?
I'm on these media lists for, you know, all these different emails that you get.
How do you get on that thing? Because I'm about tired of them folks.
What I want to know is how to get off of it.
Yeah,
I don't know how I get
like,
on.
For some reason, I don't know how I did it and how I got out of our group text, but it was cool. I didn't really matter. But I really didn't know that I eliminated myself from our group chat because I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either. But yeah. You did it a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, you know, I don't know how
you
to
said,
do it.
Randy has left the chat. I was like, we get it. Randy's left the chat. Yeah,
I don't know how to do all that.
I think
stuff.
It was your iPhone glitching.
It could be it. It could be. It's kind of it's old and everything. But yeah, I need to get out of some other conversations and stuff too. But yeah, I need to know how to get off of a mass email list.
No, me too.
All right, that's why I don't check that damn thing.
No, it's
because
not,
it's like
it's not great.
Like, I don't know you, so why would you want me to do that?
Or I don't know what you're talking about, and we're definitely not going to have that guy on our
radio
show.
No, I'm not going to have him on the show. That's the
local plantar fasciitis expert has written a book on plantar fasciitis.
Do you want him on
your
show?
Would you like to interview him on your radio show? Actually, yes.
No.
Let's do it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, like.
But anyway, the point of that was the Peach Bowl people emailed me because they announced their honorary captains for the game, mm-hmm. and Jonathan Stewart is going to be the Oregon captain,
okay.
and Kyle Schwarber is going to be the captain for Indiana.
Nice.
Because the game's here, obviously.
Nice, nice. And as we get closer to the game, is tomorrow, I mean on Friday, I'm sure there's a lot of orange walking around. Oregon.
A little orange?
Yeah, look, I said green, didn't I?
Oh, you said orange.
I thought I said green.
But yeah, whatever. They have that color too.
Yeah.
Every color is their color.
A lot of green walking around.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll be good.
There's a flag out because people. They, I mean,
you know, we have a Boston University hockey flag out right now because football season's over for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, is it because the football's over? Y'all just got to have a flag up.
Yeah, we want a flag flying.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get one up there.
Okay, I was just curious because I was like, I know both of y'all went to Boston University. Mm-hmm. Are they in the Final Four again?
No, it's just regular season hockey.
Oh, okay.
They've been a little disappointing this year. They were preseason number two, and now they're like 19th or something.
Yeah,
so, yeah, young team, you know, coming along.
Yeah.
They were in the final last year. So
yeah,
I remember that.
I remember that.
But, yeah, we'll rock the Boston University hockey flag until the Masters, and then the Masters flag will come out, and then the Braves flag will be after that, and then we'll ride the Braves flag back to football season.
Okay, nice. Okay, I got you. Now we got all the flag stuff down. Yeah, okay. So that's pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. It's really, really cool.
Nothing cooler than my flag updates. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The quarterback situation there scares me to death because is the young one they drafted ever going to be healthy, and is the old one just at some point going to get too old?
I guess if you're Stefanski, at some point we kept linking Kirk Cousins to the Cleveland Browns while he was there because of their time in Minnesota. So maybe he looks at that and say, hey, maybe not for the future, but at least for a year I have Kirk Cousins. Stefanski had success in Cleveland. I think the coach of the years, we kind of blow it up and wasn't really successful down the stretch.
With Flacco, too. Yeah. I mean, he's
and the young one down there isn't that young either, so I'm not sure that it's very optimistic situation in Atlanta. I think at least if he considers if the Giants give him a chance, he has an opportunity of a young quarterback with lower expectations, I think, with more of a chance to grow. So I think you get to Atlanta, they're expecting something pretty soon, especially the way they turn that defense around.
All right, so that's a whole bunch of guys on Get Up talking about the Falcons situation, and they're right. Like, if Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris got fired because they messed up the quarterback situation, then the quarterback situation is messed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know there's a lot of other stuff on the roster that's good, and for sure. Like, I'm not telling anybody not to try to talk themselves into this being a really good landing spot. It may very well be, but, like, you can't win in the NFL if your quarterback situation isn't good.
No,
and the reason they just fired everybody is because the quarterback situation isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate thing. I think, you know, you look at a lot of comparisons of what the Falcons are and everybody's laying up. I mean, it's the best job of as Steve Weiss was talking about it, and a lot of it's because of some of the parts. But then you're in the NFC South, and then, you know, it's easier division to win.
Which isn't really a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
Because but that's been true, but, and you haven't won it.
Yeah, exactly. But you still don't have the one thing you need to win it. You don't have a freaking quarterback. It all boils down to the quarterback position. Yes, you got to have a good head coach and all those different things. You got to have guys that get the parts and the leadership and the vision. And all that is great, Andy, and because it's true. But it don't mean a daggone thing if you don't have a damn quarterback. It just doesn't. It's that simple. All right? It's that simple, but it's hard. It's hard to find one of those guys.
Right.
And so, you know, you're going to hear it. Yes. Would I like John Harbaugh to be the head coach here for the Atlanta Falcons? Yes. Do I think that John Harbaugh will be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? No, I don't.
Yeah, I'd
because
be
I don't think that they have the plan that they are that they're trying to sell to us. Matt Ryan, president, blah, 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 final say over everything. John Harbaugh is not coming somewhere where he has to communicate to somebody to talk to Arthur Blank, meaning he ain't letting somebody tell him, unless it's Arthur Blank, was final. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't, if they're going to go with this structure, then I just don't see him being here as a head coach.
I will say, if they do hire John Harbaugh, that would be the most clear indicator that we've had from all of this stuff that the front office structure of the Falcons is different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If Harbaugh actually takes this job, then every sort of step, all the over-governed process, power structure nonsense that's been there isn't there anymore.
No.
Because he wouldn't take it otherwise.
No.
Like, he doesn't want to have to answer to a bunch of different people.
No.
He wants to make decisions.
He wants to make decisions. I mean, obviously, he's the president and everybody's all going. I mean, everybody's in place and all those different things. But the vision is not of somebody else. The vision is him.
Yeah, but I also don't. I think that's probably going to be part of it. But I also think, like, we don't know what other jobs are going to come open.
Yeah.
Like, there might be, from the reports, there are teams that have coaches that are interested in John Harbaugh.
Yes.
That would move on from their coach if they could get John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the first one that kind of pops up that reminds me, not exactly, but a little bit of the last cycle of, like, you knew Jim Harbaugh was going to the Chargers.
Yes.
Because he wanted to work with Herbert.
Yeah, and he came and interviewed for the Falcons and all that stuff. But he wasn't coming here.
He wasn't coming here because the quarterback situation
wasn't good.
Yes, he's
not coming here.
So I do think that is going to be a big factor in who they end up getting is, like, you're not going to be able to sell somebody on what it is.
Right.
Like, they're going to have to be like, all right, I think I can make it work. Or, I don't know, we'll see. Give me a little leeway. Like, we'll see with him.
Right.
I don't know. But if not, you got to let me draft a guy the next year.
Yeah.
Or whatever the plan would be.
Yeah.
But, like, that, again, like, they're just not going to be out of this until they're out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Until you get a quarterback, it don't matter the hire and all those other things, man. Until you get that position right in the National Football League, it's just going to be what it is. But I think John Harbaugh is a hell of a football coach. I think that he is a guy who knows how to build a football team. He knows how to hire assistants, and he knows how to get the best out of his players. I mean, you know, and he's gone with the times of football from, you know, being a all defensive team, like he was when he first got the job, having three damn Hall of Famers on his defense because Sizzle's going to get in eventually. Running the football and those things like that. Then you get to this kid named Lamar Jackson who has a specific skill set that you embrace and that you go in and you find the right guys for him to run this, you know, and he wins, well, should have been three-time MVP, but he was second team. He was second. I mean, he was runner-up twice. So, I mean, this dude has taken himself to another level and all those things. So the man knows what he's doing.
He does. You know what he's always had, though?
Yeah.
Good quarterback.
He's always a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Because even Joe Flacco was good.
Dude, Flacco was really good.
Until he wasn't.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, until he wasn't. And so, yeah, he knows what it takes to get it done. I would love, again, I want to say, I would love for him to be the Atlanta Falcons head coach.
Yeah.
I would love it. I just don't know what the structure that they're trying to sell, if he will.
Yeah, because, again, we don't even really know what the structure is.
Right.
That's the thing. That's the hard part.
Well, I mean, we do. He told us. Whoever the president is, the head coach and general manager will answer to him. He has final say. And that goes back to everything I say. Final say on what?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I have to assume we won't be there because we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We will play you the Arthur Blank press conference live tomorrow, right around 11:20 or so. Arthur Blank's going to meet with the media. I would assume Joe Patrick will be there. He asks good questions. He'll ask him that.
Yeah.
Or somebody will.
Somebody will ask him.
Who's answering to who? What's the thing? President of football operations. Who's it going to be? Can't tell us. Okay. Well, whoever it is, who answers to him? Does he get to hire the GM? And then they hire the coach? What if the coach wants to bring his own GM?
Yeah.
What if it's John Harbaugh? What do you think about that?
But John's going to want to bring his own guy.
How do you feel about this? Every question is going to be answered tomorrow. Well, my bad. Every question is going to be asked tomorrow. Will they be answered? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I. You know what? I don't know.
Well, I do know. They won't all be answered.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be asked.
They'll be asked. We're pretty sure about that. But I think, you know, like, is he going to, and I'm talking about Arthur Blank because he's obviously going to be answering the questions. What is he going to give you? Is he going to give you the president thing, where he got this idea from? We know where he got it from, but meaning, like, how pressed are you to get it done? What are about, you know, like, I want to know what this president has a final say over. That's the only thing I want to know. All right, if you're telling me he has a final say over 53 and who,
well, then make him the GM.
They make exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Make him the GM.
Yeah, so that's all I want. That's pretty much the only thing. I know Joe out there listening.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, Joe's got a list of questions written.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready.
Yeah, Joe's ready. Joe's going to wear his good tie, too.
Ready to come with the heat.
Yeah, he's going to wear his good tie tomorrow.
Who do you think's up there? We know Arthur Blank will be up there.
I think his son and Beatles will be up there.
Okay, and Beatles?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think they'll all be sitting there.
That's probably good. That'd probably be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, who else? There isn't anybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody else is there.
Because last time they did this, which unfortunately was 2 years ago.
What happened?
Terry Fontenot wasn't there. Remember? Yes. Now he won't be there tomorrow either, unless he's working for Fox asking questions, but that'd be pretty weird. But yeah, that was awkward. Why isn't Fontenot here?
Well, he's tending to some other stuff.
Flowery Branch.
He's tending to some other stuff.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, anywho, hopefully we get some answers tomorrow, and then we'll know. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. He'll give us some answers on stuff we ask him about the NFL playoffs. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Obviously, we'll ask him about the Falcons' job openings as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.